I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Sally Bosman. In the headlines, rains cause flooding in some parts of Accra with reported deaths of two people. Biometric voter registration exercise for election 2012 to begin early next year. Minister of Education asks schools and special institutions not to refuse access to children with any form of disability. IMF cautions Ghana not to overspend in order to sustain macro stability. Appeals court adjourns case against the acquittal and discharge of former chief of staff and chairman of Ghana at 50 secretariat. And late Gaddafi has been reported to have pleaded with Italian prime minister to halt NATO bombardment of Libya.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The heavy downpour last night and early this morning has caused flooding in many parts of Accra. Flood-prone areas have been cut off, making accessibility very difficult. Reports from Awushi Mangwasi say many people have been displaced by the flood. The rain started last night and poured till this morning, changing to drizzles. A victim at Awushi, Cosmos Boafo, attributed the flood to a diversion of the drainage system in the area because of the construction of the Malam to Tekwashi Road.
We were asleep and all of a sudden we saw the water coming inside. So the whole place is flooded and my books, everything is spoiled.
What time did the rain start?
It started around 10 o'clock.
So where are you now currently?
We are lodging at somebody's celebrity.
Did you get any assistance to carry out your things when the flood started?
No, the way it started, we couldn't carry our things out.
Are there any injuries apart from the destruction of things?
No, there's no injuries at the moment. For the other houses, I can't tell.
What do you think might have caused this? Because this is not the first time it is raining in Accra.
Well, I can say that there is a construction of road at the Petakoshi Malam, and they have diverted the drainage through our place. That has caused this havoc.
You heard the voice of Cosmos Boafo, a flood victim at Awushi Mangwasi. At least two people are reported dead following the floods at Adabraka. The deceased described as physically challenged by residents of the area. The construction of a gutter near the Graphic Communications Group is said to be the main cause of the flood. A resident at Adabraka, Joseph Dakun, told Radio Ghana that part of the area are still flooded and people are helpless as many have lost their belongings.
According to what I've seen, right, it's like a river, right? And I learned that two people have been called to glory.
Have you seen them personally?
I learned that they are crippled, and I've seen that a bunch of soldiers are there to rescue them. And Nabu, a lot of people, their roofs have been flooded. And
when did the rain start?
This is something that started. They are constructing a certain bridge at the Graphic, and this has caused all this problem because I learned they blocked other river from flowing into the sea because of the construction.
A resident at Adabraka, Joseph Dakun. There are also reports that some houses have been destroyed by the floods at Santa Maria. Frederick Bwedi Queening is standing by to give us a situational report. Hello, Frederick.
Hello, Sally.
What's the current situation?
Okay, Sally, I can say the downpour yesterday has caused a terrible destruction in Santa Maria. The spice. Vehicles have been capsized and also structures have been broken down. And some houses have been flooded. The residents have been displaced. And alleged the police were earlier here this morning to rescue some residents, some people. Some of them include children that were rescued earlier.
Frederick, have there been any casualties?
Actually, what I've inquired from eyewitnesses is that they have not been any casualty yet, but the only thing that is, that have been destroyed here is structures and also vehicles that have been capsized and also some broken down on the road, causing heavy traffic here this morning.
And therefore, what are the residents appealing for?
Okay, actually, the residents were blaming poor drainage, and also they were also, some were complaining that officials of the national were not responding to their calls, and the police as well. But the police were here later to rescue some of them. So they were appealing to government to construct drainage that can future occurrence.
Thank you very much. That was our correspondent Frederick Bwidi Queening. The flood situation at Teshi has been described as very severe. Although there are no formal reports of casualties, many people have been displaced. Veteran sports journalist George Latte is a resident at Teshi.
It's quite severe over here, especially where I live. At the education centers at Demolasso, it's quite severe over here. I'm even finding it very difficult coming out of my own house. So that's how the situation is. The bridge down the road that is so full up that some of the commercial vehicles are finding it a bit difficult to fly that particular route.
Are there distractions?
Nothing of that have been recorded here.
Is it the first time you are experiencing this kind of flood in your area?
This is my second time of seeing that. The first one I saw was way back in June. And I'm quite surprised about this time's flood because we're heading towards the end of the year and I'm just surprised as to how the rains are coming down in this particular month.
Have you seen rescue people around, NADMO and others?
Not yet.
George Latte briefing us on the flood situation at Teshi. The Electoral Commission will start the biometric voter registration for the 2012 elections in the first quarter of next year. Already, the government has released 50 million Ghana cedis to the EC for the biometric registration. The country will be divided into zones for the 14-day registration exercise. The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwedra Farijan, who announced this at a forum on biometric registration, that the number of zones and criteria for zoning will be determined by the EC and all the political parties.
If the Electoral Commission succeeds in conducting an incident-free elections next year, it will mean that Ghana has had 20 years of an uninterrupted democratic elections. Dr. Kwaju Afarijan said the release of 50 million Ghana cedis out of the 82 million needed for the exercise indicates that government is committed to providing the EC with the necessary funding for election 2012. He said the biometric voter register in itself will not be the panacea to all election-related problems. Rather, vigilance on the part of all stakeholders in the elections is the solution.
The projected voter registration in 2012 will be the first time that the Electoral Commission will be undertaking a complete replacement of the voters' register. Aside from the complete replacements, the Commission has revised or updated the voters' register 7 times since 1996. The 2012 voter registration will also be the third time that new technology is introduced. In the revision of the register in 2008, the Commission introduced workstations featuring digital cameras and optical character recognition forms. Four of the veritable challenges associated with biometric voter registration relate to capacity building, project management, data security.
Dr. Afarijan said it will cost the nation an additional $22 million to purchase 23,000 verification machines if the EC is to add verification to the process. He asked all political parties to help educate Ghanaians to have confidence in the system to avoid needless confrontations during the elections. A former commissioner of SRAJ, Justice Emil Short, said capacity building, data security and an open process during, before and after the registration are necessary for a peaceful election. Representatives of political parties stressed the need for the verification process to be added to the biometric voter register to make the system complete. George Asikri, Radio Ghana, Accra.
The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, has given the assurance that the council will do everything possible through its advisory role to assist the Electoral Commission to conduct free and fair elections next year. He said as custodians of morality, traditional rulers also have a crucial role to play by advising their subjects to ensure that the 2012 elections are devoid of sentiments, qualms and rancor which have embedded African democracy. Professor Awuno stated this when members of the council interacted with the leadership of the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs in Wa as part of a day's working visit to the region. Correspondent William Owusu-Boateng has sent this report.
The maiden visit of the members of the Council of State was to foster a closer relationship with departments and institutions in the region as a way of making the people to appreciate the core duty of the council. Addressing the gathering, including departmental heads and regional commanders of the various security services, the chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, said the council is forbidden by its oath of office to make public the outcome of its deliberations either with the president or the executive arm of government. To this end, many people remarked, unfortunately, are of the view that the entire membership of the council is lame duck and does not make any insightful contributions towards the national cause. According to Professor Awuno, the ruling government has a special interest in the development of the region in view of the fact that the Upper West was the last region to be created in the country under the PNDC administration. He promised to impress on the president to fulfill some of the numerous promises he made to the people of the region during the 2008 electioneering. They include the upgrading of the region's road infrastructure and the construction of a regional hospital complex. The chairman of the Council of State entreated the chieftaincy institution to work in partnership with district assemblies to curb the state of indiscipline in society, such as indecent dressing and the use of foul language. For his part, the president of the Regional House of Chiefs, Nadana Gori, repeated his call on government to release funds for the upgrading of the Wa campus of the University for Development Studies to make it completely autonomous. Nadana also appealed to government to help adjust the monthly allowances of traditional rulers as well as provide them with vehicles at a subsidized price to enhance their movement.
William Owusu-Boateng's report. Participants at a forum to deliberate on the possibilities of ensuring peaceful elections in 2012 say the current dispensation of the winner-takes-all syndrome undermines national cohesion and development. In their view, the time has come for political parties to put aside their differences and rather embrace the all-inclusive system of governance. The forum, organized in Accra by the National Commission for Civic Education, together with CapConsult, a civil society group, looked critically at citizens against political violence. Here's a report by Yahya Kwamwa.
The forum is to educate the citizens on the need to conduct themselves in a manner that will not distract the 2012 elections. A lecturer at the School of African Studies of the University of Ghana, Dr. Michael Pessin, urged participants not to allow themselves to be mobilized along ethnic lines as the country gears up for the 2012 elections. He said they should reflect on what has happened in neighboring Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, and not get themselves involved in acts that will lead to similar situations.
The winner takes all institutional design is very dangerous for us because it creates a sense of desperation, it creates a sense of hopelessness, particularly when one particular group of people feel like they are left out. Because multi-ethnic society, politics is becoming more and more ethnic driven, and what it means is that when people lose political elections, they think that their ethnic group has lost, and so it is easier for them to see it as a humiliation of their particular ethnic group, when in actual fact it's a defeat of maybe a particular ideological persuasion or a particular policy ideas. So what we should be doing is going forward, we should start thinking about how we design our electoral system so that it brings us together. It helps us to embrace each other as opposed to dividing us or pulling us apart.
A senior lecturer at the Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Nkidansu, emphasized the need to build strong institutions. This, he noted, will help deepen the country's democracy.
A report by Yahya Kwamwa. Now, the International Monetary Fund says Ghana's overall economic growth will reach 13.5% by 2012, which will be backed by the oil production. This was made known at a media briefing organized by the IMF after a two-week visit to the country to review the state of the economy. The leader of the team, Christina Desking, said due to a combination of fiscal consolidation and monetary easing in 2011, Ghana has reinforced a favorable economic setting and contributed to a robust and broad-based performance of the economy. She, however, noted that precautions should be taken to cut down on spending as election year approaches. Mercy Dakun reports.
The visit by the IMF team is a routine program by the IMF to discuss and review the progress of member countries under the Extended Credit Facility. The fund met with President John Evans Atta Mills, the finance minister, governor of the central bank, and other senior officials. Mr. Akin noted that fiscal outcomes of the first half of 2011, together with preliminary data from the third quarter, indicate a strong performance. She said this is likely to make Ghana the fastest growing economy in the world.
Ghana has come a long way over the past 2 years. When this program was adopted by the government, supported by the IMF, the economy showed great imbalances on the fiscal side, on the external side. Inflation was in the range of 20% and official reserves were low at 2 billion. Now the situation has changed quite a lot. Part of the reason for this is certainly the policy stance of fiscal consolidation, particularly that is going on in 2011, but also the start of oil production. And it might very well be that this year Ghana could be the fastest growing economy in the world. Now, these are all positive trends and a positive outlook, but there also are risks to this, and they can arise from adverse economic developments in the rest of the world. So there's always a need to keep an eye on these as well. And other risks can also arise internally from public spending pressures ahead of the elections, which we hope will not occur in 2012.
Ms. Daxin, congratulating government on increasing revenue collection, said there is a need to widen the tax net. She said wages in the public sector is likely to absorb a large share of public spending, hence the need to cut domestic spending.
All the quantitative performance criteria and the targets that we set jointly with the government were met, and we believe that it's feasible to have an annual deficit target below the initially agreed target. That reflects a few developments. One is that tax revenues actually registered a strong improvement over the past years, and we believe this is also a sign that reforms are beginning to bear fruit. On the other hand, and that is not so good, part of the reason is that capital spending that was financed from abroad was lower. On the spending side, however, wages are likely to be significantly higher than earlier expected. So overall, the deficit is likely to be lower, but the wage bill is expected to absorb a larger share of public expenditure. This reflects the sizable cost of moving public sector employees onto a uniform pay structure, as well as a base pay increase in 2011 that was above the rate of inflation. So going forward, it's important to make sure that domestically financed spending is kept in check, so inflation will be maintained at single-digit levels.
Discussions are expected to continue in the coming weeks on a few outstanding issues related to government's 2012 economic program.
Mercy Dakun reporting. The Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning has launched a national policy on public-private partnership in Accra. The policy is to encourage the use of public-private partnership as a means of leveraging public resources with that of the private sector to address the infrastructural gap and promote efficient service delivery. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Fifi Kwesi, who launched the policy, said if the much-needed economic growth of the country is to be accelerated, the private sector must play a role in infrastructure and service delivery. Olivia Mwadansu attended the launch.
Research indicates that Ghana is faced with challenges in infrastructure development and public service delivery, which limits the growth of the economy. The provision of public infrastructure and services are seen as the sole responsibility of the government, but the country's huge deficit in infrastructure cannot be met by the public sector alone through budget allocations. This is what has necessitated the formulation of the policy on public-private partnership. The objectives of the policy is to, among other things, encourage indigenous Ghanaian private sector participation in the delivery of public infrastructure and services. It is also to set up efficient and transparent institutional arrangements for the identification and competitive tendering of projects. A Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Fifi Kwete, noted that the formulation of the policy demonstrates government's readiness to tap into the expertise of the private sector.
The NDC government is very committed to delivering on the promises made to the Good People Program. We equally acknowledge the constraints in mobilizing resources to deliver on these promises. We have therefore embraced this innovative procurement scheme to deliver quality and efficient infrastructure and access. The national PPP policy has the full support of the government, ministries, departments and agencies, as well as metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies, to fully explore all opportunities for using PPP for the procurement of infrastructure and services before resorting to the traditional mode of direct government funding.
Research indicates that Ghana is faced with challenges in infrastructure development and public service delivery, which limits the growth of the economy.
Olivia Mwadansu's report. Radio Ghana News at 6 coming up. Appeals court adjourns case against Akuitoland discharge of former chief of staff and chairman of Ghana City Secretariat. And late Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi has been reported to have pleaded with Italian Prime Minister to halt NATO bombardment of Libya. We'll be back.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
You're welcome back. The Minister of Education, Betty Modjo-Drissou, says persons with autism should not be denied admission to schools. She said that 715 Section 20 of the Constitution states that persons responsible for admission into schools or other institutions of learning should not refuse access to persons with any form of disability. To this end, her ministry will ensure that the Act is enforced so that institutions comply with the Act. Madam Betty Modjo-Drissou stated this in Accra when parents with Awawa 2, an NGO which raises awareness about autism, presented a petition to her in Accra. Strategic Energies Limited, SEL, an oil marketing company, has opened its first fuel service in the Greater Accra region. The service station, located at Dong with a pharmacy shop and restaurant, is being financed by Max Petroleum Limited in collaboration with Strategic Energies Limited. It has so far established 26 service outlets in the country, offering services such as the sale of quality lubricants, lubrication services and tire pressure checks, among others. The managing director of SEL, Johnny Blagoji, said the company, which is barely 3 years, has realized tremendous growth as a result of teamwork, innovations, customer care and service centered on best practices. It stressed that the company will not only contribute to improving quality service to motorists, but will help in creating job opportunities as well as satisfy customers around the clock. The appeals court ruling on an appeal filed by the state against the acquittal and discharge of a former chief of staff, Kwejung Pienin, and chairman of the Ghana City Secretariat, Dr. Charles Rekumbrobe, has been adjourned indefinitely. This is because a member of the panel, Justice Isaac Dorsey, was the chairman of the Ghana City Commission of Inquiry, thereby making it improper for him to sit on the case. The court, presided over by Justice Yaan Paul, said a new panel will be constituted. Mr. Mpienim and Dr. Rekumbrobe, who were former officials of the defunct secretariat, were discharged of all charges of willfully causing financial loss to the state by the Accra Fast Track High Court in August last year on grounds that due process was not followed to warrant their prosecution. The state, dissatisfied with their discharge, filed an appeal against the lower court's ruling. Deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is said to have written a letter to Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi in August, begging him to halt the NATO-led intervention that was helping a rebel uprising drive him from power. The French weekly Paris Watch magazine's website showed a copy of the letter dated August 5 and in printed Arabic with handwritten lines scrawled on it. In the message, Gaddafi reproached Berlusconi, with whom he had developed a warm and jovial friendship over many years, for not intervening to help him, and reminded him of the pact of friendship between the two countries. Now to end the news, the main points again. Rains have caused flooding in some parts of Accra, with reports that people are dead. Biometric voter registration exercise for election 2012 will begin early next year. and the IMF has cautioned Ghana not to overspend in order to sustain macroeconomic stability. The news was presented by Sally Botman in Accra.